Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is September 26th. The time is 10 a.m. and we are on day 19 of our agenda. Congressman Tillman, will you please say our morning prayer?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We just want to express our thanks, Father God, for your love for us, your forgiveness for us, your guiding ways, your healing hand. Father, we ask humbly that you continue to watch over our Osage people who have recently suffered loss. We're still in mourning, still in mourning. Continue to comfort us as we go forward. Father, we thank you for the food on our table. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross at Calvary to wash away all of our sins in the blood of Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Next, we are on approval of the journal.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes September the 26th as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met yesterday. First up was Bill number ONCA 23-81, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the permanent fund and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed, with three yes votes from Bickhorst, Hamilton, and Keene. The next bill we had was ONCA 23-87. It was to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,920,920 for restricted land maintenance and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed, with three yes votes from Bickhorst, Keene, and Hamilton. Next up is Bill number ONCA 23-105. It's to provide an appropriation to the Community Development Financial Institution in the amount of $288,271. The sponsor was Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed. We have 3 yes votes from Big Horse, Hamilton, and Keene. Next up was Bill number 23-109 to authorize and appropriate the amount of $109,700 to the executive branch for the Maria Tall Chief celebration and Marjorie Tall Chief statute unveiling and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Lemon. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. And the final bill was Bill number ONCA 23-110. It was a bill to repeal the law and terminate the matching grant fund and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Rivard. Co-sponsors were Speaker Goodfox, Congresswoman Stabler, Shaw, Lemon, Congressman Big Horse, Hamilton, and Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you. We are now on reports of standing committees. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues. Cultural Committee met this morning, September the 26th, to consider 3 cultural appointees. The first one was Mr. Charles Tillman III for the Gray Horse Village Board. The final committee action was candidate is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Had 4 yes votes from Stabler, Shaw, Keene, and Big Horse. Next, the committee looked at the Traditional Culture Advisory Board, Mr. Raymond Lashley. The final committee action was candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. 4 yes votes from Stabler, Shaw, Keene, and Big Horse. The third appointee was Mr. George Shannon, and the final committee action, candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. 4 yes votes from Stabler, Shaw, Keene, and Big Horse. Madam Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, Madam Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and place the cultural appointees, Mr. Tillman, Mr. Shannon, Mr. Lashley, on today's agenda for confirmation.
Is there a second? Motion and a second. All of those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes, and Mr. Tillman, Mr. Shannon, and Mr. Lashley will be on today's agenda for confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. The Health and Social Services Committee met yesterday to consider the appointee Cecilia Tallchief to the CCLPETCA Health Board. The final action was candidate is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service. The voting results were 5 in favor, Big Horse, Hamilton, Maker, Redcorn, and Stabler, 1 absent, Lemon.
Thank you. We are now on General Order Day 1, second reading, and I'm just gonna, everyone's here that's here, Congresswoman Lemon's out today and isn't joining us by phone. We have a Commerce, Gaming, and Land meeting immediately following session. Today is our day that we have to have everything to the Chief's office if we anticipate any vetoes. So the plan is going to be, it's a long day, we're at the end of session. We know that the last few days with our agendas are a little hectic. Without objection, I'm going to Advance, ONCA 23107, ONCA 23112, ONCR 2322, and ONCR 2324 to today's agenda on third reading following engrossment. Give me just 1 second, please. We are also going, I'm going to entertain a motion to recess for Commerce, Gaming, and Land to meet. Hopefully it's not a long meeting. The chair knows that we need to report out some things that are in that committee, and we will advance those items also on today's agenda for third reading. Rules and Ethics will be working with Trey to get everything engrossed. So I'll entertain that motion now to recess for the Commerce, Gaming, and Land meeting.
Second.
So moved.
So moved in a second. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. It passes. Anyone? Is anyone a no? Okay. All right. We're recessed for Commerce and Gaming and Land to meet. Thank you.